This is the Affirm America podcast, where we stand up and speak out, affirming American excellence. Coming to you deep in the heart of the Midwest, located in an undisclosed log cabin on the outskirts of town, your host, Marquis Vandermark.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Affirm America podcast on this Monday, December the 19th, 2022. This is the week before Christmas. Hope you're having a great start to the new week. We had a nice little snowstorm on Sunday. Got some snow on the ground and on the rooftops. We got a big winter storm coming in at the end of this week here. You live in the Northeast, get yourself ready. It's going to dump a lot of snow, I heard. All right, I'm your host, Marquis Vandermark. Thanks for joining us on the Affirm America podcast. These are your top five headlines for this Monday. Let's start off with headline number five. Twitter bans promotion of other social media platforms. From NBC, Twitter will no longer allow users to promote their accounts on at least seven other major social media sites, including Facebook, Instagram, and Truth Social, the platform announced Sunday. The new policy comes after many users recently began posting links to their accounts on other sites following Elon Musk's takeover as CEO of Twitter and the platform's subsequent reinstatement of far-right accounts, suspension of journalists, and mass layoffs. From Axios, banning links to competitors may raise eyebrows among regulators at the Federal Trade Commission, who are already closely watching changes at Twitter under Musk to track for violations of previous consent orders. All right, so Elon Musk is really shaking it up, that's for sure, banning other social media platforms. I'm sure he has his reasons, since there's so much censorship going on and misinformation. It makes sense not to allow for other platforms to circumvent the open First Amendment free speech that Twitter has recently came around to as part of Musk's takeover and revealing all of the censorship that has been a part of the FBI and the CIA and the Biden administration on a regular basis. The new dump recently showed how closely they were involved in censoring content. It's quite shocking. And so Musk is taking further steps to make sure that the Twitter universe will be one that is open, fair, and without censorship. All right, headline number four. Vatican kicks priest out of priesthood for staunch pro-life stance. From the National Review, the Vatican has defrocked prominent Catholic priest and outspoken anti-abortion activist Frank Pavone with no possibility of appeal, documents published Sunday reveal. Pavone was a former religious advisor to President Donald Trump and is known for his leadership of a religious organization that strongly opposes abortion, Priests for Life. Catholic news agency Pavone is still saying masses, including one streamed online Saturday. The Priests for Life website states that Pavone is a Catholic priest in good standing and exercises his ministry in full communion with the Catholic Church. Okay, so this is an interesting turn of events. The fact that the Catholic Church has now been confused. The Catholic Church has made a statement and an action which opposes the right to life. Now, this is showing you how far Christianity has lost its vision and viewpoint from understanding the importance of life, and really coming into the secular realm of pro-abortionism, all the things that we see around us that question our religious values, our moral values in our country. And this is quite shocking that a priest that is outspoken for pro-life issues against abortion has been removed from his position. So this is not only a problem with the Catholic Church, it's with Christianity as a whole. They have lost their fire, strong desire to promote moral values. And this is one of the problems why the secular why the secularists and those that are on the far left are winning in their battles to promote their ideas. Christianity has lost its motivation, has lost its vision, and the deterioration is quite obvious. All right, let's go to headline number 3. Democrats rally to utilize 14th Amendment against Trump. From the Daily Mail, nearly 40 Democrats have joined Representative David Sicilian's effort to bar former President Donald Trump from taking office again using a portion of the 14th Amendment meant for ex-Confederates. The Rhode Island Democrat introduced legislation Thursday citing Article 3 of the 14th Amendment known as the Disqualification Clause, which bans individuals from holding office if they engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid to comfort to the enemies thereof. CBS. The bill would need to pass both chambers of Congress with only days before Republicans take control of the House and a substantial end-of-year agenda remaining. The legislation drops as the House Select Committee investigating this January 6, 2021 assault on the Capitol prepares to release its final report next week. All right, so this move by the far-left Democrats really should shock everybody, regardless of your party affiliation, the fact that the Democrats are using a very partisan action to try to limit someone's running for president. This was a very much a partisan committee that was gathered together and was really used as a weapon to stop an individual running for president, Donald Trump. This is not something that Americans would be in favor of. This is the use of Congress, the power of their office, to sway someone's ability to run for president. President Trump had 70 million Americans vote in favor of him, regardless of what you think of his presidency, his personality, his character. It doesn't matter. The fact that they're limiting viewpoint and having a one-party rule should shock everybody, should awaken your conscience. We're losing our First Amendment rights. We're losing our free speech. Democrats are leading the way with their very much partisan witch hunt, this sham show of a committee that was set up by Nancy Pelosi, and still we haven't gotten to the bottom of who really instigated and who was behind the attacks on the Capitol. Those questions have not been answered yet. It's been used as a weapon. We need to find out who was really behind it. This is very unfortunate that the Democrats are trying to push this in before the end of this year, before the Republicans take over the Congress on January the 3rd. So we'll be watching very closely and see how this ends up. All right, headline number 2. New Twitter files released reveals how FBI used Twitter to censor speech. From the town hall on Friday, independent journalist Matt Taibbi released another round of bombshell revelations that prove Twitter is guilty of suppressing information to favor Democrats. The thread revealed how the FBI was in cahoots with the social media platform and how the government collects, analyzes, and flags your social media content, including how Twitter's contact with the FBI was constant and pervasive. Josh Hawley, and if the FBI used Twitter to censor, you bet they also used Google and Facebook. From the Washington Examiner, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy criticized the Federal Bureau of Investigation for weaponizing social media against citizens after a recent Twitter files dump revealed constant and pervasive communications between the big tech company and the agency. Okay, so you see how deep this goes, how this rabbit hole goes. That's why those other headlines today are so important. You can see how the influence, the power of the government, and if it's used in a way which weaponizes the American people. The entire committee hearing, that this January 6th hearing that we just talked about, and how much the media influenced that narrative from right out of the gate. And everybody's got to question that, because if the FBI is involved in censorship, similar to what happened with the recent files that were dropped on JFK, And we found out that the CIA was directly involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. This is no longer a conspiracy theory, but with the new files that came out, it's been proven that that's exactly what happened. Then we can see the power of the CIA and the FBI and the fact that they're corrupt, and they could have very easily been involved in the January 6th so-called insurrection. Who instigated that? There's still a lot of unanswered questions out there, and we need to get to the bottom of it. And social media is just one lane, one opportunity to dig down deep and find out exactly what's going on, the influences of the Biden administration. And it goes up and down the line, the whole voter integrity issue. Who knows how far this thing goes? And in living in an open society, we need to get to the truth. We need to dig in, and we need to find out exactly what's going on. All right, headline number one. El Paso mayor declares state of emergency due to immigrant surge. From the National Review, the Democratic mayor of El Paso, Texas, declared a state of emergency Saturday as the COVID-19 era pandemic policy, Title 42, is set to end Wednesday. Title 42 had allowed the administration to enforce border control measures as a means to prevent the spread of communicable diseases. Title 42 was first used by the Trump administration as a means to curtail illegal immigration during the pandemic. Washington Examiner. The immediate reason for the emergency declaration was the hundreds of immigrants sleeping outside in the cold and the increasing number of thousands apprehended at the border every day. At the current rate of immigration, the number of illegal immigrants crossing the border in the last fiscal year will reach 5 million, equivalent to adding 7 new states: Rhode Island, Delaware, North Dakota, South Dakota, Alaska, Vermont, and Wyoming. Okay, so yeah, there you go. I mean, this is what we got with this open border. This is directly connected to the Biden administration. The response over the weekend was, why has Joe Biden not gone down to the southern border? And it was because he might create a traffic problem. That's what's coming out of the White House. So you can see that it's a complete fraud. The idea that the border is wide open, that's very much intentional. They're trying to secure a voter block. It's all about their self-interests. It's not about protecting the American people. China's COVID virus, I heard, is exploding right now. The fact that you have illegals coming in on the southern border could be transmitting those diseases. There's people coming from all over the world. So Title 42 should remain in effect, simply from the pandemic point of view. But much more in that it's in a southern invasion on our territory and our sovereignty, and it's a national security issue, and it risks all the American people as a result of it. So we only have a few more weeks before Congress takes over the House, and hopefully they'll get to the bottom of this and put some brakes on these guys, because obviously they've destroyed our country in the last year on many different fronts. The new year can't come quick enough. All right, those are your top five headlines for this Monday morning. Thanks for joining us on the Affirm America podcast. Have a great start to your week as we approach Christmas weekend coming up this week. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Affirm America podcast with your host, Marquis Vandermark. And let's never forget, America is great, and we affirm it.